Experts are urging parents of both sons and daughters to get ahead of the game when it comes to sexually transmitted diseases. Studies show the vaccine against human papillomavirus is safe and effective, but it's still controversial because the virus is spread through sexual contact. For many years, the HPV vaccine has been suggested for girls as a safeguard against cervical cancer, but recently the Centers for Disease Control recommended boys be vaccinated as well. For Dr. Hatem Omar, Chief of Adolescent Medicine at the University of Kentucky, it's a recommendation long overdue.
We started with girls. We should have started with boys at the same time, because the fact is, if we protect just the girls and we don't protect the boys, we are not going to get as much effect long-term as if we do both.
And Dr. Omar fears the public doesn't fully understand all the illnesses HPV can cause.
HPV is the most widespread virus that we know of. There are over 100 types of the virus. It can cause multiple things, including cervical cancer, penile cancer, rectal cancer, bladder cancer, throat, larynx, laryngeal cancer. It also causes genital warts. Essentially, it has to be transmitted from a person to person. And where do the girls get it from? Are they going to get it from boys?
The CDC recommends the vaccine for females between the ages of 9 and 26 and for males 11 to 26. If the disease is sexually transmitted, then why so young?
This virus is so widespread that essentially if you had sex once, you chances are you have HPV. You know, roughly 50 to 80% of the people, all people, males and female, will get one or another type of HPV during their lifetime. And the best way to protect is to protect them before they ever had a chance to get it.
And Dr. Omar says the younger you are when immunized, the more immunity you have against HPV. Since 2006, when the HPV vaccine was recommended for females, immunization rates have been generally low. The required series of three shots cost around $400, and not all health insurers offer coverage. Dr. Omar, a professor of pediatrics at UK, says cost is only one factor.
We are still the only country in the world that mixes politics with health. There is no problem with other vaccines, but because this vaccine protects against something that's transmitted through sex, that's what people are upset about. It's like when we give tetanus, nobody questions why are we giving us tetanus, even though chances of you getting tetanus is less than chance of getting you HPV.
In 2007, Kentucky considered making the HPV vaccine mandatory as part of routine school vaccinations. The bill's sponsor, State Representative David Watkins, hopes to at least get a resolution through the General Assembly this year. Watkins, who is a physician, testified last week before the House Health and Welfare Committee.
And I think this is very, very important because this is the first vaccine that we have out that actually will reduce cervical cancer in our young ladies, and also it will reduce the amount of genital warts and various other types of viral diseases that this causes in young men.
Watkins' resolution encourages young males and females to act on the CDC recommendation. He was echoed by Representative Mary Lou Marzian, a registered nurse.
We have one of the highest cervical cancer rates in the country, in the state, and I unfortunately just had a dear, dear friend that had lobbied for years up here had just died a month ago of cervical cancer at age 48. It really broke my heart to hear that, and it could have been prevented, maybe.
Supporters say the controversy is obscuring what's important, that the vaccine works and could save lives. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.